Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In a bold move, Governor Greg Gianforte on Tuesday filed a motion for supplemental briefing with the Montana Supreme Court, asking the court to revisit its 1999 ruling in Armstrong v. State. As we've said many times on this broadcast, Armstrong is in effect the Roe v. Wade of Montana. It's the controlling case on abortion that the court has used to exert authority over the legislature on this issue of vital importance to those of us who believe that all life is precious. Since 1999, every attempt by the legislature to regulate abortion in even the smallest way has been rejected by the court in light of Armstrong. Now, the governor is asking the court to revisit its ruling in Armstrong in light of the U.S. Supreme Court's recent decision in the case of Dobbs v. Jackson. As you know, the court ruled in Dobbs that Roe v. Wade and its companion case, Planned Parenthood v. Casey, were both deeply flawed and based on weak and, in many cases, made-up judicial theory. It all began in 1973 when the U.S. Supreme Court found a made-up, non-existent right to privacy in the U.S. Constitution. Even liberal Justice Ginsburg, a strong abortion supporter, stated that the logic in Roe was flawed. The court then used that quote-unquote right to privacy to justify its legalization of abortion. Roughly 25 years later, the Montana Supreme Court then cited Roe as it applied that same faulty logic when it ruled in the Armstrong case. Governor Gianforte's chief legal counsel, Anita Milanovic, argues, and rightly so, that if the logic that led to Roe is flawed and Armstrong was based on Roe, then the logic in Armstrong is by extension flawed as well. Along with his motion, and in light of Dobbs, the governor also filed a request for the court to accept additional amicus briefs in the current abortion cases out of Yellowstone County. In his amicus brief, the governor stated, quote, "What was true in Dobbs is true here. Nothing in the Constitution or in legal traditions authorizes the court to adopt a quote-unquote theory of life. The Montana Constitution and Constitutional Convention that adopted it left that policy question to the legislature, where it resided during Montana's status as a territory and since statehood. With the overturning of Roe, which formed a basis for the Armstrong decision, this court must honor such context. Failure to do so would be to reprise the failings of Roe in an unconstitutional exercise of raw judicial power and perpetuate on Montanans the same judicial harm that resulted nationally from Roe and its progeny for half a century," end quote. And there it is, an exercise of raw judicial power. All the documentation from the time Montana was a territory up to and including the minutes of the 1972 Montana Constitutional Convention point to the fact that the issue of abortion was always in the hands of the legislative branch. Armstrong stripped that power from the legislature and has held the legislature at arm's length for the past 23 years. Now, the executive and legislative branches, along with the U.S. Supreme Court, have put the Montana Supreme Court on notice. Roe was flawed, Armstrong is flawed, and the legislature wants that power returned to its rightful venue, the People's House. Will the court acquiesce? Only time will tell. But we applaud Governor Gianforte and his team for their bold actions in the defense of Montana's youngest citizens. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.